like Louis Armstrong. Play the trumpet, I'll hit that bong and break you off something soon. I got to get my props. Cops, come and try to snatch my crop.
Welcome to the Windy Hill Windsock with me, The Solution, and joining me today is Christina. How are you?
I am very well, a little bit hot and bothered. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. It's, might as well timestamp this. It's Sunday night. It's been like we're on the third day of high 30s, and you're very lucky because 2 minutes before this started, I was naked. But I am wearing a shirt, I can assure the listeners. With us is Jez.
Solution, how are you going? Happy 2024.
Yes. How was your Christmas, New Year off-season?
All good, all good. I watched exactly 0 minutes of Essendon's pre-season game, so I'm good and ready to go. Probably just also should be mentioned, you said just before that time-stamping it, it's Sunday night. It's actually Monday night, and it's Monday night
yes!
because we pushed it to Monday night for the benefit of one of our panellists.
The correspondent.
Yeah. Who, are we waiting for him? Are we recording this, or is he coming?
No, he said he's not coming because he's this long lunch of the soul that he's been on for the last 15 years, the 15-year bender, he sent us a message from some winery. So he's just on the fucking piss, as per. But very good point. It feels like Sunday, but it is Monday. It's the public holiday. And with us is the Windsock 2000.
G'day. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. How was your, did you, any upgrades over the break?
No upgrades. Mostly been off over the break. We just shut down the system, save on a bit of the electricity bills. And yeah, really struggling today with the heat. I think we need to upgrade the air conditioning or something like that in the server room. Running very slow.
Yeah, well, all that hydroponic setup you've got. Using all the power, no wonder. But anyway, so this is the first podcast of the year of the Windy Hill Windsock year. We started in 2013. This is our 12th season. So it's not a bad effort. And guess what? Yeah, you count it on your fingers. We started in 12. There's 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Oh, fuck, I'm confused now. But anyway.
11th.
Same season, same arc. The Essendon arc, pre-season arc, just happened beautifully. Everyone's optimistic. I guess one thing we didn't have a decade or more ago was all the videos from training, which I enjoy, from, you know, Charlie and Rick et al. You know, all this optimism, looking really good when playing each other and playing ourselves. Come the preseason games, not looking so good. And then suddenly we have injuries and looking like going in below strength round one. I've got the solution and it's in my hand. This is how I'm approaching this season. It's via wine. I'm declaring this the Essendon season of the red wine.
So vintage VAT 24.
Yes, this is actually just the Aldi Bordeaux. So it's not high end. It's an appellation, you know. So the appellations come from the right region and they've gone through the checks. It's a decent table wine. But I'm getting drunk this year. Who's with me? Who wants to start?
I think we'll need it.
Correspondent already is.
Yeah, that's right. He's already started. Sorry, Windsock 2000.
Yeah, I think we'll need it. It's going to be tough to get through many games this year. I think I was far more optimistic going into last year, and we know how that ended up. And yeah, this year I don't think we can even match last year.
Really? But this is second year of the Scott Revolution. We've gone into the trade room and come out with some players that we think we can improve our list, subject to the song of the week later. Jez, you're normally captain positive. Can you? What do you think? Winstock 2000. I mean, he's got predictive analytics. He's probably also got 20 years of history to back him up. To be fair, what do you reckon?
Well, you know, I am positive. I mean, I've cancelled. I've blacked out a couple of weeks in September for the finals. I've predicted top four, and although I got into a bit of a semantic fight with the correspondent, I think last time when I said we'd finish second or third, but definitely in the top four. So that's where I'm at.
Okay, so Christina, where are you? I suspect you might be somewhere in the middle because you're normally the sensible one on the podcast.
Yeah, I think we'll do the eight. I think we're going to take a while to gel because we've got a lot of new players. So I think our second half of the year might be better than our first half. But, you know, it just depends on injuries and luck. And so I think probably the bottom four of the eight.
Well, so it's already begun in terms of the injuries, hasn't it? Okay. We've lost our best defender, our second
Ridley.
Best midfielder.
Oh yeah, Harry. That's only a couple of weeks though.
Well, the good thing about Ridley though is at least we've got Baldwin to fill in for him. Oh, hang on, no, we don't. He's injured.
Wait, no. Yeah,
that's right. But at least then we've got Zirk to fill the role. Oh no, hang on, no.
Oh wait.
No.
Yeah, this is why I'm all...
Come on.
We could be, I'm telling you, we could be 0-7 going into round 8.
Wow. 0-7?
Yeah.
So, firstly, this is why it is International Year of the Red Wine for Essendon, because the theme of the year will be rehab. So, drink. But 0-7, man, we're going to beat the Hawks, aren't we? Surely we're better than Hawthorn, who also have, I think, players out, and they're pretty shit, aren't they? I mean, we'll get to the prediction later, but you think the season's going to be bad?
I think it's a danger game. Round one. Absolute danger game.
All right. Well, I also didn't see, because of my ban on KO, which I'm wavering on, by the way, because I realise I'm going to have to watch the game somehow. Some of our games, which won't be on free-to-air TV, and the ones I won't go to, I'm probably going to fucking pay for it again, unfortunately. But I didn't see any of the pre-season either. But I thought I saw the highlights against Geelong, and I know they might have missed some shots, but I thought there were some decent things. I thought... Gresham looked all right.
He does a good highlight reel, Gresham, doesn't he?
So you think it flashes to deceive? Is what you're saying?
I don't know. I didn't watch the game either. But...
No, Christina, did you watch the game?
He gets in on it. He gets in on the highlight reel.
I don't have a KO.
Fucking Winstock 2000. Nothing has changed. Windy Winstock, nothing has changed. None of us watched.
I was waiting for my sister to pay for a KO membership so then I could watch it.
Yeah. How many does she get?
I've just won it.
One to me?
Then I use her code.
Yeah, okay. Nice. Well let's try and project based on what we know. Surely we haven't had our head in the sands. Heads in the sand. What do you what do we think will be positive about this year? Who do we think that maybe will step up? Who can maybe surprise? I think Goldstein might be a handy acquisition. That's my starting position. Jez?
Look, I think we can do better than have a 48-year-old draft horse as our shining light.
I'm not saying he's a shining light. I think he might be a handy acquisition, I think, is the term I used.
Yeah.
Okay, just dismiss that.
I think, this time last year, there was a big debate about Kyle Langford and should he be in our team, should he not? Is he in our best team? Is he not? Where should he play? Should he play here or should he play there? And I think, you know, we there was a lot of doubters, but that all turned out well. He had his best ever year. And
so just for new listeners, that was Jez's way of just slipping in that he was right.
I was right. And I'm going to be right with this one. I think that, you know, there's a lot of doubt over Sam Draper and whether he's going to be fit or not fit or going to be able to play or not able to play. And I just think this is the year for Sammy. He's done his apprenticeship. He's had his time off to get his body right. He will not be cherry ripe round one, but he'll get there. And I think it'll be a big year for him. And he makes all the difference. He's the X factor. And I think our fortunes will rise and fall on his back.
I think one key thing that we missed last year was Setterfield. His defensive, because a lot of our mids are attacking mids. They're not known as defensive mids. And so to have Setterfield back in, like we were so strong last year, the first few games. And then when he did his foot, our midfield really suffered from that. So having that balance in the midfield is going to be really key, and having a, you know, ruckman tapping to where they need to tap to is also going to be important.
Yeah, I think I've seen some good reports about his early work as well, Setterfield. So I think you might be right. And that's one you got wrong, Jez, as soon as you want to bring up predictions from last year.
I am on the record multiple times for saying he's a complete spud. My hand correct. Up when I need to.
So what about you? We talked 2000. Anyone that you...
Well, I think Goldstein will do an awesome job. I think he's a brilliant ruckman. He works really well, not just in the middle, but around the ground. I think he'll be really important for us. And I think it'll be really good for Draper as well. Just someone there to teach him some real top tier, you know, ruck, mm-hmm. Ruck skills and tips and tricks or whatever. So I'm excited to have Goldie with us. Gresham fills a really good gap in our team, which was kind of small forwards. So it'll be interesting to see how he goes. But yeah, I'm pretty worried about the forward line. I'm just I don't know where these goals are gonna come from outside of Langford. I've lost faith in a couple up there.
Well, do you want to expand on it? Might as well keep going.
Well, I think the tools. Like Langford's a medium, right? He's not a he's relatively tall, but he's not a, you know, full on tall forward centerpiece.
Does he quote unquote play tall?
What's that?
Does he play tall, as they say?
Yeah, I think he plays a bit taller than he is. He's not short though. He's like, what is he? He's like 189 or something like that. He's not short.
He's 6'4", I think.
Yeah, but that's a midfielder size these days. No, that's not overly tall.
Well, not if you play for Essendon, but I'm just not sure about the talls. Like, I think what Wiedemann, I haven't even heard. Is he still on the list? I don't know.
Unfortunately, yes.
He's in the twos, playing forward, I think.
Yeah, that's concerning.
What about 2 metre?
Yeah, I've just not seen that it come together for him. I hope he needs to find his hands, as Steve Smith would say it. He needs to clunk those marks, and not the interrupted year didn't help him last year. So we're gonna have to find a way to get confidence in the big fella again, so he can fire like he did a couple of years ago. If he doesn't, we're in a lot of trouble.
Paddy, is he gonna play significant minutes up there this year?
I don't know if you can play him with Perkins and Stringer. Right? You're gonna have to wait for one of them to go down, right? Which is highly likely being us.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We do this every year.
Perkins been pretty robust. But,
I hear he's been a bit average this preseason. What do you think about the forward line, Jez?
Yeah.
He's scratching his head, people, and looking.
Quite literally.
Literally.
I don't know. For me, the problem with the forward line was always the small forward and the absence of a genuine, like, sort of DNA imprinted small forward. So I'm happy that Gresham's got the gig. So I'm, someone like a Guelphy will get pushed aside, I would have thought, and I think that's an improvement. That's good. As far as the talls go, I think we'd all like Harry Jones to do better than he did if the others don't stand up. But, yeah, I didn't have an issue in my mind going into the season about our tools and the forward line.
He featured in the highlights of the Geelong game. He looked all right. Seemed to cover the ground okay. Took a few marks. I think Harry Jones is better off being that, high leading forward. And when he does that and gets on his bike, I think he can contribute.
You just say that he hasn't really shown us that he can be a damaging player, though. Right, he can get up the ground and take a mark on the wing, but what next, you know?
See, what I want to see is what makes life easier for our forwards. It's quick ball movement from the defensive end. If our ball movement is slow, the opposition defence gets time to set themselves, so they're able to double team, and so then we've got no chance. So I suppose that whole thing of putting Nick Martin down half back, so he can then get his creative kicking and move the ball forward and make space to therefore hopefully that next kick in the forward line actually gives our forwards a chance to mark it cleanly and kick goals. So
I agree with you. We'll get back to Nick Martin, but just in the meantime, now the architect has joined. How are you?
Good.
Now, I can tell the listeners the only reason he's joined is because I haven't paid the last three invoices he's sent to me for the last three sprints around the Winsock 2000 backlog. And forget development. We're just trying to get back to minimum viable product. And Winsock 2000 tells me he was just turned off for the whole summer, which is not what you were telling me, Architect. So what have you got to say for yourself?
Power bills are ridiculous, so I was trying to save you some money. So you're welcome.
Yeah, good point. We're not gonna get any better outcome. It is freaking. Why is it? It's fucking hot. Why have you got a hoodie on? It's like 38 degrees.
Got the air cons going like you would not believe in this place. So it's actually cold.
God, we wonder why there's.
That's why I had to turn the windsock off, to be honest, so I could run the aircon.
That's why the polar bear is floating on a postage stamp of ice right now, because of people like you and your flagrant use of energy when you don't need to. Nick Martin, what do we think about the Nick Martin? Might as well start with you, Architect. Nick Martin going to defence. Genius?
I think it'd actually be quite good. He's a very clean user of the ball. So anyone that can kick out from the back half and actually hit a target's got to be a good thing.
Can I perhaps just ask for firstly, from myself, welcome Architect to 2024. But unlike the rest of us on this pod tonight, have you actually watched any of Essendon's pre-season games?
I missed St Kilda match. By the sound of it, I didn't miss much. I saw a bit of the Geelong match.
Let's just put this down. Other Essendon podcasts, they're going to training, they're posting videos, they're attending club invites to podcast at the club. Where was our fucking invite? Firstly, can I just put that out there to, you know, the Essendon hierarchy, whoever's listening, you pricks. And we haven't even watched the game, amongst five of us.
That might explain why we haven't got an invite to the team photo day.
Yeah.
Possibly.
We'd have to stand like backwards so they wouldn't see our faces.
Yeah, true.
I actually think I think it's actually a good thing to not be invited to Essendon Media Day, surely.
Yeah, I wasn't shedding a tear. That's for sure.
Is it because they know we're probably the only podcast where they can't control the narrative?
Yeah, like
we have a narrative.
The free media here.
Yeah, exactly right. I'll start a narrative. Why is Guelphy even on the list? Why is he even on the fucking list? I challenge anyone on this podcast to give me three reasons why he might have been retained.
To make the other players look better?
Yeah.
No.
Has he been retained or what's his contract status?
Oh,
there's no way he's re-signed in the last year.
I see it's a lot. Knowing us, is he in the last year of a 7-year deal or something?
Yeah.
Did you? So can we talk about that? Surely we all saw the banana shot for goal from 15 metres out directly in front.
Putrid.
What? Putrid? We got any other synonyms for putrid?
I mean, before when he used to dye his hair peroxide blonde, you could blame that infiltrated his brain, but he hasn't been doing that lately. So maybe it just, I don't know, just dumbness, really.
Anyone else in the why the fuck are they still on the list?
We're dumbfounded.
By the way, Guelphy is in the second year of a 2-year deal.
Yeah.
Well, you'd want to be playing well to get another contract, don't you think?
He's not getting another contract.
No, there's no chance. No. He's done.
No fucking way. How long's Wiedemann got to go?
I think he's in his last year.
Thank God. Sorry, Fiona, for listening. But
you heard it here first, listeners. The post-season list, Carl, pre-round one.
Exactly.
The number has begun.
But this is what we, like, you weren't here, Architect, but, like, we started with, it's for fuck going through the players and teams. I honestly can't give a shit. Don't give a shit. It's the same old playbook every single year. We all get excited, the marketing, the media. We win trade week, as you pointed out, Winsock 2000 many times. We what are we, October champions?
Yeah, pre-season champions.
Champions. We all think we're amazing, and then come suddenly reality bites when the first pre-season game starts and we realise how far off the pace we are.
Sorry, does that make us the pre-season champions?
Yes, that's good. Yeah, we peak at the least important time of the calendar.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I think it's important to keep our expectations really low, so then if we do anything, we'll all be pleasantly surprised.
I think that's a good way to go about it, but you do get sucked into the positive thinking. Jez obviously been completely consumed by it, thinking we're anywhere near a top four team.
Like, yeah, sorry, mate. I glossed over that unnecessarily. Thank you,
Winter. No way.
Thank you, Winter 2004, bringing that up again. Jez, you need to justify yourself. Tell the truth. You don't honestly think we'll make top four now,
yeah.
Right now.
Yep.
Okay, well, please explain your rationale.
I have no rationale. I have a belief.
Well, so do people that believe in the spaghetti monster.
Yeah, you try to persuade them it doesn't exist. It's my belief that we are going to be top four. Things will align, not necessarily from round one, but the longer this season goes on, and we'll come home. I'm prepared to, in terms of treating it with a grain of salt or being realistic, I am prepared to say we'll end up fourth, not second or third, but we'll be top four. Mark my words.
Architect.
I'm gonna write this down.
Yeah, please do, Christina.
Mark my words.
Architect.
Yes.
Where do you think we'll finish?
After missing the St Kilda game, I'm hoping that the preseason isn't a bode of what our actual season's going to be of absolutely horrendous and reasonable football. I'm hoping somewhere between 8 and 6.
Okay, so the Winstock 2000 said we might lose the first 7 games. Let's just go through who we play and tell me what you think.
It's actually possible. It's a bloody hard run.
It's absolutely possible.
It is a hard run. Let's vote on that game. Essendon versus Hawthorn. I say we win.
Win.
I think we're 50-50.
I don't know.
You always do that with predictions.
I'm shocking at it. It always happens the opposite, so I'd rather
just say somebody. Essendon or Hawthorn.
Draw.
God. Sydney, Essendon away. That's a loss for me.
Obviously.
I think so.
Jez?
Yeah, Sydney will beat us up there.
Okay, so we're 1-1, according to Jed.
Location doesn't matter.
Yep. Essendon Saints on the classic 4:20 p.m. That'll be on a Sunday, I assume.
Jeez.
We'll lose.
Yeah, I think the Saints might beat us.
Yeah, Saints will be up about first half of the year, and then they'll fall for the second half.
Jez?
Look, for the sake of good comedy, I'm going to say we'll lose that.
You know where I'm going, don't you? It couldn't be more obvious, could it? Port Adelaide away.
No chance.
It says Woodstock 2000. We all agree, yeah. So we're 1-3. Then we play the Bulldogs.
No chance.
Win.
1-4.
No, we'll win that one.
Win that one?
Dogs
are
away. I don't know if I've got emotional scarring. I'll be happy if we score a goal against them.
Have we beaten them in the last, 10 years? I don't even remember.
So then we play Adelaide away. Then we play Collingwood, Anzac Day.
Then we'll win that this year. We're on our cycle. So this is our winning year cycle.
Okay, well, he's hoping. It is our home game. West Coast away, 50-50. GWS might be good this year. So we will get to...
Sorry, why are we losing West Coast? It's like they've got remarkably better since...
We might beat them, but it is away. It is away. We might beat them.
We'll beat West Coast.
We barely beat them last year.
But then we've got the Kangaroos, okay, win. Then Richmond, Gold Coast away, Carlton, West Coast, Geelong, Collingwood, Melbourne, all in a row. I just reckon we get into...
So we've won about three games.
We're getting to mid-July, and the top four is looking... Like, how big is that spinnaker going to be, Jez?
Well, I might have to revise my thing. Were you talking about top four on the ladder or top four draft picks?
Yeah. All right. I don't know. Who's going to be... Let's just fucking go around the grounds and then work out what's going to happen next week and then leave. Who's going to be... I want 2024 Herd, 2024 Henneman, and most improved. And if we did that in Socktober, or the Christmas socking, regular listeners will forgive us. Mm. Architect, start with the Herd. Who's going to win the Herd?
The Herd. I reckon Parrish might have a breakout year or a solid year for the whole year for me. I'm hoping he has a good one. I hope he even plays round one. cross fingers. But, yeah, for me, Parrish.
Just an aside before we move on, he's out for round one, I think we realise, isn't he?
Yeah.
I think was it Langford said he was a test or something?
Oh, well, he'd know.
But like, he also said...
With his medical degree.
Yeah, he also said that it wasn't a tight hamstring, that it's actually an ankle, so...
Strap him up, put some injections in, he'll be right.
That's it.
All right, Christina.
Probably... I'm going to go Nick Martin.
Oh, fuck, we're lucky to have him. What a player he's become. I think I agree. I think he's going to take another step this year again.
Yep.
So I think you might be right. Cheers.
Is this you want all three of those things or just Herd?
You've obviously been doing something else because we're just giving Herds at the moment.
Yeah, I've been just reminding myself who's on our list. Nick Martin is my Herd.
Nice. Winstock 2000?
I said Nick Martin last year, I think. I don't think I'll double down. I think I'll go back to the skipper, Zach Merritt. I think he's going to have another big year. And I think with Goldstein in there, someone that can really put it in his lap, he might go to another level.
All right. I'm going to say Big Ben. The recruit.
Who's a big Hawk forward that he'd be playing on?
Good question.
They got that Lewis guy. I don't know if he's playing or whatever. I don't know if what their list status is. He's a pretty big unit.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing about the Herd Award, it's not just the midfielder award. It's nice to umpires. Anyone can win it. But I think he might have a great year. I think he's going to surprise everyone. He's just been, you know, I think he's done okay pre-season, but he's just been chilling.
Mm.
He's going to come out and dominate.
He's been chilling.
Yeah. Correct.
Chilling like a villain.
Oh, Jesus.
Who's going to be the Henneman? Same order. Architect.
Oh, I'd have to go Wiedemann.
The trick with Henneman is always
they've
got to play games. So you've got to be confident he'll play this year.
He might play. Didn't say the AFL, but...
You know, well, you won't get it if he doesn't play enough AFL games. But,
That is in the terms and conditions.
It is. It is. Who's next?
Probably me. I'm going to say. Do we think Ralphie's actually going to get a go? Or
not based on his preseason form?
Okay, I'm going to say Menzies. He's going to have a bit of a stinker.
Ooh, I hope you're wrong.
So either that or Caldwell.
Yes. Caldwell, no.
I'm glad Fiona's not on this podcast. She would have censored you, Christina. My Henneman is Jaden Laverty.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you know what? I'll tell you why that's good. We're probably faced with the prospect of having to play him, at least early doors. What's Baldwin's
season?
Season. Fuck.
Yeah.
Well, see, at least Laverty is not going to be on the number one forward because we've got Reed and Ben. At least we've got those
two, one of them.
Number one, number two. So Laverty can actually perhaps have someone that is more manageable for him.
Between them, they average about 10 games a season. So we might need him.
Yeah, I think Laverde's a good shout. What do you think, Winsock 2000?
I like the Laverde call. I think I've already got concerns about Peter Wright. There's another one that I've got concerns about. That's Archie Perkins.
Really?
Yeah.
He's had a poor preseason, apparently, but why? What on what basis?
He's just not getting any better. We're going to get frustrated with him. And that's why we're going to give him a couple of Hennemans.
We expect a lot. Good point.
As the expectation goes up, any mistakes you make, you're more likely to get a Henneman.
Definitely going to have to give Fiona a trigger warning before she was listening to this.
I'm wrong. I hope he has a great year, of course, as we hope all of our players do.
Where does Archie play his best football?
We haven't seen it.
Well, no, he's got his best football. He's played his best football by definition.
In the juniors.
His worst football and his best football. But where that, whether his best football is great or good or his ceiling, we don't know yet.
But where can, like, because sometimes he's half forward, and then last year he played in the centre a bit, and then he played like a small tagging role, too bad at it. Like,
it's a good point.
What's his position?
It's a really good point, and I wonder whether to stay in this team, like where Durham's been running through the midfield. Has he not pre-season?
Mm.
I wonder whether you're going to have to display that flexibility and an ability to be effective forward, like Caldwell's tried to do and Perkins and these sorts of players. Whereas if you're just a one-trick pony, you might be looked over if everyone stays fit.
If he stays on the flank, he's going to have to do with every possession, which is not going to be many. He might be a 12 possession, kind of player because he doesn't find a huge amount of his own ball. He's going to have to do a lot with those posies,
Well, he knows where the goals are, to be fair.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to, look, I'm going to go back to the Guelphy well. Because the history of the Henneman of the Year is the players that get the Henneman of the Year and that you get the listed. Happens every single year. It happened to Snelling last year. Jez, you're on mute. But
I just yelled the word ham at my computer.
Ham, yeah, exactly. So I don't think Welfare will play much, but I think Such will be the putridness, the putridity of the few games that he plays. He'll just bolt. And he'll win the Henneman. So that's my bet. As we spinnaker towards top four, according to Jez.
From 3-9, which makes this miraculous run into the...
Oh, God. I hadn't really looked closely at the fixture, to be honest.
I mean, Sydney, one year they were 0-5, and then they made the finals. So
Good point.
Yeah.
I reckon if we beat the Hawks, we just really make hay. I think we go down to Windy Hill like we've won a flag. Spend all night there. Players bring out their families. Tim Watson can run around with Job on his, you know, on his shoulder, like he did in 1993.
Might kill him.
True. All right, who's going to be the bolter up and coming? Who's going to really surprise us, do really well this year? Architect.
I'm hoping that we see another level of Caldwell kind of going up. We're seeing glimpses. Me, I want to see the consistency. I'm hoping that he gets that and starts to be able to demonstrate that. He's definitely got the talents to do it.
Like it.
I think when he's unleashed, I think it'll be really interesting to, can I say Caddy? Like, once I reckon Brad will sort of hold him back, and then when the time's right, he'll let him do his thing. Even though he's a first year player.
Like it. Who's next? Jez?
Zach Reed this year is all about Zach Reed. And we will see.
That was going to be my one.
We will see what we've been sitting on for the last couple of years. He will hatch beautifully.
Yep. He's going to vest this year in a spectacular fashion. I think that sort of Ben, Zach, key defending, I think they're going to lock down a key defence. So I'm very excited by that.
Well, and at least when we play in North Melbourne, Peter Wright won't have to worry about Ben McKay. So.
Yes. That's right.
So that's a positive for us.
It's like 2000.
Yeah, Reed was the one that came to mind for me as well. Yeah, pretty happy to back that in. Really excited to see what he can do.
Yeah, I've got nothing more to add. He was mine as well. He looks pretty composed with the football too.
Mm.
So are you basing this on all of the preseason games you haven't seen?
I'm just basing it on Charlie Donz's clips. I don't need K. I can just watch his clips the next day.
Better quality.
Yeah, exactly right. Much better quality. But no, I think from what I saw and from all the reports.
Can I raise a player just to put on the whiteboard to see what everyone thinks?
Yep.
Big Cock.
Ooh.
Yeah, I like this concept too. We're just putting a player up. We could call it like player court. We put the player up and sort of rule on their we do that with the fun horse ratings anyway. But what do you think? What's your position, Jez?
I can't pick him. I don't know what we're going to get. I mean, he burst on the scene we were all so optimistic a couple of years ago. And I've not, as I said, I've not seen a second, but I have read some stuff that suggests he's been pretty underwhelming this pre-season. And I'd have thought with all the time off his head, he should be, you know, really champing at the bit and ready to go and making an impact. But that's not what I'm reading. He should be a unicorn. He should be a point of difference. He should be a walk-up star. I'm just interested to see how that unfolds.
Isn't the likelihood now with Ridley's injury that he'll maybe go down to defence and maybe pick up that third tall forward, which could help him at least give him a defined role and something to concentrate on? That would be hope, I assume.
Maybe, but you've got to think about team balance of, like, how many talls have we got in the team compared to, I mean, yes, he can run, but you need that really strong rebound defensive ability and running ability. And so if you've got those three down back and then you've got Peter right forward, then you've got a ruckman as well. We're tall and slow.
Mm.
So, yeah.
I think Mackay, Reed and Cox in the same back line all looks a little bit head of giraffe-like to me.
Well, that their hand span all joined together pretty much cover, like, the whole goal post. So, but, yeah, this might be a bit too big.
Can I throw someone up on the whiteboard?
Yep.
Dylan Scheel. At the end of 2024, he'll be at the end of his contract. I'm pretty sure. Is that correct? I should probably check that.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
What do we think his position will be? How do we think he'll go through the year? He's under contract until 2025. Oh, my God. Where do we think he'll be then? What were you saying about him at the end of this year? I can't believe, Tech, you look like you're going to the snow. It's fucking 38 degrees.
I see either going one of two ways. He's going to have a great year or he's basically we're wheeling him out in a wheelchair by the end of the season type of thing because his body just won't hold up. And I think that'll be his downfall. If he doesn't have a great year, it'll be his body not holding up.
You've got to get him on the road. He's like a Lamborghini. Like, he looks brilliant, but they're always, like, in the shop.
Again, when he was in the team at the first start of last year, he was, like, our number one tackler. And he was kicking goals as opposed to goalposts. It was just really unfortunate that he went down. So if he can get in the park and get the form that he had beginning of last year, well, he's a brilliant asset to the team. But then we've got someone like Ben Hobbs, who's, you know, injured, coming back from injury. So it's going to be a lot of sort of chess pieces to move around.
I still maintain if he's fit, he's in our best 20. Like, he's picked in that midfield. Who at the expense of, I don't know, whether it's Hobbs or Caldwell or whoever, but he's still he's still picked in our best team.
Hmm.
Yep.
All right. Well, what do we think of Gather Round. We know what we think of Gather Round. What do we think of Round Zero or Ground Zero, whatever it fucking was called?
Opening round.
What do we think of this concept?
Shit.
Yeah.
I've got no problem. I love the fact that footy's back. Got no problem with footy's back. I think I watched most of three games last weekend, but can't they just fucking call it round one?
Correct.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like when you go into a building and you got ground floor and then you got level one. And if you go to America, ground floor is level one.
Yes.
And then ground two. So you're like, so is it like zero or is it one? Is next week one or is it two? Like,
very good.
The poor statisticians out there.
And the AFL got their wish too, all the interstate teams in the new emerging markets won. That was the aim, surely.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Brisbane didn't win.
Gold Coast, right? Yeah. Oh, fuck, I was at the pub and I'm like, oh, Carlton are gone. Ha ha. Kept drinking with my mates. Didn't even look at the score. Saw the score the next day. Oh, fuck. I know Jez was running around the house with swinging his pants around his head.
I had the party poppers going. I'm sure we're surely all very happy though to see Orazio have a win.
Did he play?
I don't think he troubled the scorers, but he played. Yep.
Did he touch the ball?
I'm just having a look.
Not very much, but yeah, he did one pretty good kick inside 50 that I can recall.
So he's still got two hamstrings.
For this week.
For now, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he had 11 posies.
So did all right then.
4 kicks, 7 handballs. He had a meh game. Oh, he's got talent. We all know that. But what's his body like is a question.
Mm.
All right. Well,
given the opening round machinations, is he eligible to win a kind of Clayton's Henneman?
I thought you were going to say, is he eligible to win the Judas Award?
I don't treat him as a Judas, but maybe he is. I have forgotten all his details about him.
I think he is a Judas, yeah. I think he left. Just like...
It was the go home, wasn't it? Factor?
Yeah.
Now he's back in Melbourne, so...
Yeah, exactly. It's a bit like Zerk. Judas. It's like who are the nominees? We've got obviously Danaher. He's sort of the
He's your gold bandit Judas.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But the eligible is McKenna,
Paddy,
Orazio, Paddy. Which Paddy?
Ryder.
Paddy. The statue is a picture of Paddy Ryder. Yeah. Because Paddy Ryder was going, needed to go to Queensland to be with his in-laws, and so went to Adelaide. The statue is him, but he doesn't play. Melbourne. Yeah, it's only current players, but that we can definitely have a we can award the Judas at the end of the year. I think there's enough out there, and Zurich's definitely there as well. By the way.
But did when you were at the pub the other night, Solution, were you searching for any Judas Watch content?
I don't do it. I don't. I have no truck with round zero, mate. If it didn't happen in round one, it didn't happen. We're still in the preseason. So it hasn't started, so season hasn't started as far as I'm concerned.
Fair enough.
No, right. No better way to open up the footy season than to have 2/3 of the teams have a bye.
Yeah.
I think it's an advantage to play round zero, or is it a disadvantage? You know how shit teams are off byes, right?
Good question. I wonder if it'll kind of be better on their bodies in, say, a month's time or 2 months' time.
If you play round one, then essentially, or zero, whatever it was, then you have another bye. We were all, like, if we did that, then we'd have essentially two byes during the year.
Correct.
So we don't have that. So it might be better for us.
Hmm. Good question. Mm. It's not a bad shout, though. You could probably get some good odds against the teams that won.
Because the teams want to get in a rhythm, and then all of a sudden, oh, we've got a week off again.
Mm. Then you've got another one.
Because everyone's fresh at the start of the year. So, you know.
And also, just on a positive, Collingwood lost.
True.
So that's good.
Yep, good times.
All right, so we're doing this podcast again this year, yeah? 2024.
Yeah. Well,
we're all trapped.
Are we?
That's it.
Everybody that's joined this podcast, I've said it is the mafia. Once you're in, you never leave.
We can't get off this merry-go-round.
You cannot. So,
we're not doing this particular podcast again, though, are we? You have pressed record, yeah?
I'll tell you what, it wouldn't be the first time. No, I have pressed record. But, yeah, we're going again. So we'll do a Fiona's forecast. I think we're going to go Fiona's forecast again. That seemed to go all right last year. So we'll give that another whirl.
Is she got the couch steam cleaned?
Yeah, we've had a few questions come through. So just DM me on Twitter if you want to ask a question of Fiona's couch.
What about Tales from the Sauna? You got any more to add?
Got a couple. I do have a couple from the off season, but yeah, I might whether I save them or not, I don't know. But we're going Fiona's forecast again. We'll do the podcast again at the end of each game.
Song of the week back.
Song of the week is back. We're about to go to the song, as you know. So I'll be doing songs of the week each week. But this is the year. Come on, we got to blow up. We need people to like and subscribe on the YouTube, so then we can go. Like, I want to go live on YouTube and get super chats. That's my aim. I want people to send $2 like donations that we read out. That's my goal.
How many subscribers do you need to go live? It's pretty high, isn't it?
Is it?
I don't know.
I thought you can go live with quite. You don't need many at all, but to monetize podcasts, you need. But this is why we need to blow up, people. Come on, we've got this loyal group of listeners. I see the numbers on the podcast apps and on YouTube, and we need to spread the word.
Yeah.
Tell your nan, get her to listen to the podcast.
Oh, if she's got Alzheimer's and doesn't even remember your name.
That's right. She can listen to the same podcast 50 times. That'll get your numbers up.
That's right. Exactly right. Okay. So anybody want to add anything before we go? Any late mail?
I have no mail.
All right. No. So the sponsor is back, Something About Cake. So check Something About Cake out. If you have any need for a cake of any sort, we've always said weddings, divorces, funerals, bar mitzvahs, whatever the occasion, Fiona is there. If you want Essendon cakes, you would have seen some spectacular ones last year that she posted and we tweeted of, like, bomber cakes, happy 40th and 50th and all those things. So we'll bake one for Jez when we make top four. But yes, so check out that. And the song of the week is back. So I did a song of the week. I did like a little medley to the new players. Any comments? I sent it to you. Did you bother to listen?
Yeah, I listened. So I quite like the second one.
Okay, so there were four. So you liked one of the four.
Can't remember the others because I thought the second one was quite good.
Yeah, okay.
The second one.
It took a while to get into it.
I didn't pick up at first that they were multiple songs, but what I did pick up was that the second one about our recruit from Port Adelaide is just magic. It's magnificent. Should release it.
Okay. I'll take that backhanded compliment from both of you. That the second, I'm batting one of four by the sounds of it. But the songs of the week are back. And if you complain, there's always last year's We Are the Windsock that I could lay on people. You notice Netflix, has anyone watched the documentary?
No.
It's on Netflix, no. The making of We Are the World.
I know. We made that song trending.
That's right. Exactly. No coincidence at all.
Nope.
I think it gives me the yips now.
Yes.
I don't think I could watch that series.
No, it's a very good show. I'd recommend it. Anyway, on that note, thanks to everyone that listened. Check out our sponsor, Something About Cake. Fiona's forecast will come out Thursday. We'll be much better next week too, like Eston with the pre-season. Next week we'll have shit to talk about, like our resounding win against the Hawks. And then we'll be back to our stunning best. So thanks for everyone that listened, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Go Bombers.
Go Bombers.
Go Bombers. Ben, the two of us need look no more. You're the Batman we were looking for. You'll win all your one-on-ones, for you are mighty strong. Zirk was way too skinny, but you're 104 kgs. When I heard that we were losing Zirk, just when he became good, what a jerk. Port Adelaide wanted to give us nothing, didn't ya? We gave Zirk and the fourth and fifth, another such rubbish future picks. In return you gave us Xavier Dersma. Xavier Dersma. Xavier Dersma. Xavier Dersma. Xavier Dersma. If your legs don't work like they used to before, and you can't quite jump off your feet, will you still win a hit out to advantage? Will you still get fans off the seat? So tie your wearing red and black, now number 17. You come our second ruck, just like Phillips was in 2023. But I'm thinking about how people come to Essendon in different ways. Some get drafted when they are young. You've come to us at the end of your days, but I reckon you'll still have lots of fun. So Todd Goldstein, mark the ball with your giant arms. Help teach all our young stars in close games to keep calm. I'm thinking out loud, maybe you've found love right where you are. We are fried, though it's only pre-season. We could look sharper if we tried. In the hangar walks Jake Gresham, new small forward superstar. If you get in the goals this season, you'll help us go far. Cause didn't you know you'd be playing for the Essendon Bombers? Nobody ever told you that you'd be playing for the Essendon Bombers. You'd be kicking and kicking and kicking goals.